Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. First things first.
Yesterday, the U.S. consulate, the same one that may be subject to a road name change in Sandton, posted this, right? And they said, every visa adjudication process is a national security decision, which is correct, right? So whenever you apply for a visa to visit a country, they need to determine whether or not you are a potential threat to that country. And based on whether you are a threat or not, they will then decide whether they want to grant you a visa. They then go on to say, effective immediately, all individuals applying for an F, M, or J non-immigrant visa, those are types of visas, are requested to adjust the privacy settings on all of their personal social media accounts to public, you know, to facilitate vetting necessary to establish their identity and admissibility to the U.S. Let me just go back a little bit. About 2 months ago now, a month and a half ago, we spoke about Julius Malema being denied a visa to go to the UK. At the time, they said, well, it's because he applied too late. There were holidays. They weren't able to process it. Julius Malema came out and said, no, this is a political decision. We said, well, let's give him benefit of the doubt. 3 weeks later, they came out, because I'm assuming he reapplied, and they said now they're denying the visa based on controversial statements that he made. This obviously absolved Julius Malema because he was correct. It is a political decision that they have made, right? And this is exactly what the U.S. is saying. The U.S. is saying, hey, man, every time you post something that attacks the U.S. or something that we are unhappy about, we reserve the right to deny you a visa. You may think I'm being I'm a joker, but this very same week, earlier on in the U.S., there was a kid, I think he was 16 or something like that. No, 19. I'll confirm the age. He was turned away from the U.S. at the border because when they went through his phone, they found a meme of J.D. Vance.
Okay.
There's a meme of J.D. Vance going around where J.D. Vance looks like a fat lady. Have you seen it?
Oh, yes, yes, I've seen that one.
They denied him entry to the U.S. because of that. I think he was an Italian kid, if I'm not mistaken. So this is how extreme the U.S. is getting now with these things. It may seem petty, right? But on the other hand, I understand. It is their prerogative.
Outside of it being their prerogative, I mean, as much as on the press release, there is a line that says a U.S. visa is a privilege, not a right.
Yes.
A visa to any country is not a right.
Yes.
And at the same time, if you are on your social medias talking bad things about our country, how it's not properly run and so on and so forth.
But what about freedom of speech?
Yeah, yes, there is freedom of speech. But if what you are speeching out there is anti-us, then don't come to our country.
I don't have to be anti you to criticize you. I criticize our governments all the time. But I also talk about how this is the best country to live in the world.
But if you're saying the U.S. is the worst country to ever have existed with the worst leadership ever, don't come to our country.
But you are.
No, I get that. But a meme, I mean, that's not... As they said in that statement of theirs, right? It's their prerogative who comes in due to national security. We all know America have all these enemies. But when it comes to memes, at that time, President Trump is probably the most memeable president out there. And it's a child for, like, they're too strict. And I know it's their prerogative, but they're way too strict. If you say I must come into your house, I must remove my shoes, I will. But if you've got other ridiculous requirements, then it just doesn't make sense.
But if you're going on social media talking all sorts of nonsense about me, don't come to my house.
That's different than it
means. It's the same thing.
Yeah, I think that's why we all agree that it makes sense to a certain extent. But we just hope there will be some sort of a metric to reference here, because you want to guard against the abuse of such a law in most cases, where now people will just be arbitrarily sent back, just like the child. So if they'll at least commit to have some sort of criteria that if we find something like this on your phone or this, then you will be somebody that will be barred from the country. So the problem with Donald Trump of late is that, okay, I hope he's not listening to us.
That's funny. Well, the thing is, he's not listening now. But when you're trying to go to America, it will pop up.
Okay.
You see? It'll be like the Lucy Jonas clip.
Okay. So I'm not going to say the problem with President Donald Trump. We'll say what some might think could possibly be the problem is that there might be no metric for us to reference and say you have acted within your powers or in this respect you've abused it. So we just hope and we encourage that there will be some sort of metric that we can reference, Mr. Trump.
They won't give you that because the national security matter is a classified matter. They can't tell you what it is that they're looking for because then it'll give you an idea of what the threats are.
True.
They all just decide at their own discretion. I've never had a visa denied, thank goodness. Mm. But when they do decline a visa, they don't give you a reason. They just go to the shop.
That's where the abuse of power comes in. And mostly with state security, those are the issues that ordinary citizens have. That there is a balance. There must be a level of secrecy. We don't need to know everything. But sometimes then we worry we might be letting them abuse their power.
Salane maginige. You've got a choice. Either salekaya or you pepereza. One of the two. So choose which one.
I mean, there's certain countries where when we were in China, we were told, be careful what it is that you are WhatsApping and so on and so forth, because phones are being monitored all the time.
We did a show here where I spoke about how phones in North Korea, they literally take a screenshot every 5 minutes. Yeah. You can't access that file for screenshots. Only cops can.
In China, I was speaking about their president in the train with the guys who were hosting us. And they were like, shh.
Danger. Yeah, oh, Papa now.
You don't mention that name. You don't mention certain countries.
Yes.
Even in their textbooks.
Exactly.
The name of countries are redacted. Mm. Like their neighboring countries. It's so strange.
Lento, what's it happening?
But we're broadcasters, guys, so we're going to be in trouble then. Because somebody can be mischievous and cut a clip where it makes it sound like you're against a president when you're not. There's greater context. So what are we going to do, La? Because we want to go to America.
If they can do it to
Sorry for you. Give us a shout and let us know. What are your thoughts? 086-00-00959.
Freedom of speech. Yes, we do agree. But obviously, we need to practice our rights. We're not meant to abuse them. And you saying you're constantly speaking banter about your country. Yes, that's fair. It is like the N word. It's okay when we say it amongst each other. But if somebody else, specifically white people, it is wrong. So with what they are doing, I think it's a violation of our privacy, because as much as white people can speak any way about us behind closed doors, or the same way we speak about our neighbors behind closed doors and we don't speak to them to their face, it is okay. But now if you're constantly having us on surveillance, on camera and stuff, you might as well just close your borders and stop dealing with other countries. Don't export things from us and just live your own life.
So here's the thing. There's nothing wrong with talking about a foreign administration. There's nothing wrong with even criticizing a foreign administration. You are dealing with matters of policy. What is wrong is when you deal with the personal matter or you say something which is dangerous. So in other words, if you threaten a sitting official, etc. and so on, or you threaten to commit an act of violence on that foreign land. Now there's a problem.
On the streets, on the air, Sanbonandumelang, oh my God, Professor Jeffrey Sachs has just cost me my visa.
That is funny. So somebody else brought up the conversation of rights. Rights come with responsibilities. So nobody's saying forego your rights to criticize President Trump or any other administration. Just understand your responsibility in exercising that right. And then, like I always say, why is shock for no email? Anything you say, you must be able to stand for. If the consequences are you are never going to be able to go to the Bahamas again, well, so be it.
Yeah, freedom of speech no longer exists, does not exist at all. And coming to South Africa, if you had to apply the same rules and say if someone talks bad about the country, then you apply certain limitations, I think South Africans would be affected, because we are the ones who hate our country more than anyone else. If there's a problem, if there's an issue in South Africa, we are the ones to make fun of the issue more than anyone else. We are not patriotic.
And another thing, by the way, this wouldn't work for us, right? Because, you see, visa wars are a demonstration of power. You can't reciprocate if you haven't got the power. The U.S. can say, hey, we are banning all visas for 90 days. And the world will go into a panic because majority of people would like to go to the U.S. Can you imagine if Pakistan said we're banning all visas for 90 days? You'd laugh. You'd be like, and then what? Because who cares about Pakistan? Who's trying to go there? You see, that's how this thing works. It needs to be a desirable destination first in order for you to be able to say Zonvalel.
Oh, good morning, guys. Good morning, Kaya family. Yeah, first things first. Easy processing me pets, yeah. My son is turning 17 today. He's going back to America on the 18th of July. Timing is this thing. I was saying, check what you're posting on socials. So I'm just panicking. But anyway.
And by the way, let me tell you, Homeland Security, right, has a map of all your close associates, your parents, your lineage, everything. When you go there and you flash your passport, then they ask you where you're going to stay and you think you're going to just rattle off some random address. They'll ask you whose address is that.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's not the address you used last time. They know your parents. They know what your parents did the last time they were there. It's only us that are
I'm sorry to say this, but to these European countries and other countries in this world. Then we make sense out of everything.
So what Trump is actually saying is what Ukespa was saying to Abosolo, Guti, keep the same energy. You cannot talk about me, Gabi, and then want us to look like Siaswana when we meet in public. So you cannot insult Trump or insult the country or, you know, make a joke about everything that's going on in the country and then say, but I'd like to come there. Why are you coming here if you do not take us seriously? But that's how it's saying, and I agree to it, because I mean, anyego ukhulume ngami ngabi, and then you want help from me, or you want to visit me, or you want some form of assistance from me. Keep the same energy.
Trumpiolus.
But you gotta know sometimes that it's not serious. Of course, when I say death to America, I'm not gonna, you know, be granted visitations. But if I do a meme of Trump and his orange hair, come on, that's harmless.
America is becoming more and more thin-skinned, but it's their prerogative, so it's sort of like understandable. It's also like Canada, okay, if you want to go to North America, but it's understandable in their context because, hey, they are thin-skinned these days, and they know what values you are criticizing because there's no genocide, but their prerogative.
But let's also be honest. And I've always said this, the advent of social media, right, has really, I'd say, hurt the world more than it's benefited it. Generally, there are conversations that you understand the social settings of. So the conversations you'll have with your mom, when you speak to your mom and your dad, you speak a certain way. When you speak to your sister and your brother, you speak a certain way. When you speak to your friends that are your peers, you speak a certain way. Social media takes all of those conversations and puts them in one room. Can you imagine if you were speaking to your mom the way you speak to your peers at school? Do you see how inappropriate that would be? That's what social media does. Now, private conversations that we should not be privy to, that people are having out there in the open. And they wonder how these conversations affect how they get viewed. Dude, it's always been that way. These are not your friends. How about Labantu? There is just, I guess, there's a false identity. There's a false familiarity gets created between you and them. But at the end of the day, they're still strangers. These are things you should never be saying in public anyway.
Hi, Omnato, South Africa, Shem. South Africa. South Africa, Omnato. President Renalumbita cupcake, Renalumbitan Tonton. Nana Ranosaki visitan Tatrampo, Cantontoni in America. Ah, Cabanca Dula Mosas Africa Shamsasa, manje sasa handi indawo kampana ka yo chaka hona bo di neighboring country mo hona mo Africa mo ela America soze handi zishe because phone yaka yona he
Cyril, they called him baby. Do you see that lady? She made him, she's like, oh, Cyril, my baby. Hey, she has South Africa.
Guys, I actually believe that if you're in my house, you do as we do in the house. So my house, my rules. So if I say when you walk into my house, you need to take off your shoes and you see everybody else walking in, but they're not taking off your shoes, then you can question why. I said you in particular must take off your shoes. So I am for it, man. If they want to put stricter rules in place, let them. But it must apply across board. It mustn't just be for certain people, and for some people it's just normal as usual. So it must apply to everybody else.
I'm fair too. It's their country. Let them do what they want, bruh. Let them protect their country and their citizens and their sovereignty, bruh. We cannot live in a country like ours, which is South Africa, the best country in the world to live in. But we've got so many problems, bruh, because we are so lenient on a lot of things. I just take immigration for an example. We're so lenient with illegal immigrants in our countries. Like, it's just normal for them to be here and do whatever they want because they know there's no law. We can't do anything to these people. So America, your sovereign state, my man, protect your state. That's what I like about Donald Trump. He protects his country, bruh. Some decisions, especially economy, I don't agree with, but social decisions, I agree with them 100%. Protect your country.
Savannah and Ivory Park.
All I'm still want to put Robert Mugabe on Donald Trump before he went to America.
In what way?
He put Robert Mugabe on Donald Trump.
Yes, but I'm asking, in what way?
He said, Trump must keep his America, we will keep our South Africa. Trump must not intervene in our issues. That was when he went to America. So he was not part to enter the States.
No, so, man. Cyril Ramaphosa didn't say that.
I do have a video clip of that. It was a presidential interview.
No, he didn't say that. Anyway, one thing I will tell you is that President Donald Trump once referred to African nations as a bloop, whole countries, right?
Yeah.
And now he's going to be coming here for the G7. So, something nuts, you must say. No, I'm joking. On a serious note, somebody was asking on Twitter, does this apply to politicians as well? Well, no, because when politicians travel, they travel on what's called a diplomatic passport. Diplomatic passport, you don't need a visa. You can just get it on a plane and travel now. Also, with diplomatic, there's a case you can carry as a diplomat that doesn't get searched because you could be there to discuss matters of national importance. So if Julius Malema were to ever become a president or be a member of cabinet, then he'd have a diplomatic passport. Then he wouldn't need all these visas. Vulay Hambelinge.
If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.